All right, I'm doing something very new. Let's see if we can get this mic situated. Not really sure the exact placement that makes for the best quality. You think I would have figured that out by now. But we are sitting in the cozy corner, as I like to call it, in my apartment. And I have all these plants and, you know, kind of live like the jungle lady. And I figure, you know, why not actually sit in this cozy corner so I can record today's episode about personal storytelling as it relates to personal brand building, just storytelling and communicating in general. I think it's like at the forefront of marketing and sales and business development overall. And it is something we are constantly doing alone. We're doing it to ourselves. We're talking to ourselves, right? We have this voice in our head that serves as our narrator of our life. But we're also conducting and telling stories with friends, with family, with the people in our community, our network, and within our business. So why not break down the art of storytelling in a unique way? So hopefully this recording is working. You know, it's like I have to awkwardly get up. But first, let's light a little Palo Santo. I have these matches from Buck Mason. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but these matches are literally trash. I don't know if you guys know those like old school ones where it's like super thin and the match itself is like about to fall apart, but no, you know, hate to Buck Mason. I actually really love them and all of their clothes. I tend to buy some of their their menswear and kind of wear it for myself because I just like the cut and the look and the feel. So if you've ever been like, I want a looser shirt or some classic staples, and you're also a capsule wardrobe type of person, I definitely recommend Buck Mason for high quality cottons. And no, this is not an ad. You guys know I just like to talk about things that I like, but yes, I also like money and will definitely take some to talk more about things that I actually like. So Palo Santo, getting that in the air right now, and it smells so good, so yummy, so cozy. And I freaking love it. I remember I did like Palo Santo one time in an Instagram video, and one of my friends actually thought that it was a joint. And I'm like, first of all, I don't smoke, and I probably would never smoke online because that's weird to me. It's weird to me, you know? But anyway, why is storytelling so important? I think personally, the biggest part of storytelling that is relevant right now in my life is getting honest with what my story actually is. I tend to work with my clients, and whenever I'm sharing advice or business tips to friends, it's like, okay, why are you doing this? What does it have to actually do with as it relates to your personal goals, your life, your aspirations, your talents? Like, what is the nexus? What is the connection? And typically, people are just like, oh, you know, I've always wanted to do this, yada, yada, yada. But then as you continue to work with this person or communicate with this person, you start to learn things, right? I always end up learning that they have suffered a tragic loss, that they were motivated by a really unique trauma. They actually have this secret obsession with this specific topic because it used to be this thing that really served as, I would say, like maybe something that filled a void for them in their life. It became like this escape. It became this healing part of their experience and their existence on this earth. So imagine having all of that magic and power behind your story and simply saying, I'm just doing this because I want to do it. I'm just selling this product because it's cool and, you know, I want to sell it. I mean, these things can be true and often they are, but there's always more to it. And the reason why you continue watching a Netflix series or you continue turning the page of your favorite book is because it's a great story. It doesn't have to be a happy ending. It doesn't have to even have any specific facts. It's like we have no idea what we're expecting when we're watching something. We're simply hooked and captivated and want to find out what happens next. We are involved. We're committed. We're engaged. And that's what you want out of your consumer. You want people to be involved. You want people to be kind of hooked and really feel like a fan of your work. And sometimes as a creative, as an artist, because I believe all entrepreneurs are a little bit crazy and a little artistic. And yes, I said artistic and not autistic. All right, let's dive right back into that conversation. It's always smart if you are trying to make video content for your podcast or any kind of like speaking long form content to make sure it actually looks good halfway through. I mean, a lot of people are really great at the one and done, the vulnerability, and that's actually part of their story. They're like, you are going to get the raw, uncut, unedited version of me all the time, all day, every day, and bravo to them because I'm not one of those people. Sometimes you get a casual version, you know, light makeup, a little simple outfit, but you're always going to get a little bit of censoring. So let's talk about that first pillar of a story. It's like a story can be a great story and have no vulgarity. It can have very little to no juicy or gory or scary details and still be compelling. So the first thing I want everyone to kind of like, if you're someone who likes to write things down, I used to be one of those people who would really jot down the bullet points because I listened to podcasts to learn and not necessarily to be entertained. And it was always just like this beautiful bonus when the speaker or the podcaster could be a little bit funny or a little bit quirky and silly and just like interesting to listen to, because then I'm going to be more engaged in the education and the content that they're sharing with me. So this tip is kind of twofold. It's like you need to be compelling. You're allowed to have whatever sort of filter you want. Some people tell their story with like full glam. Some people invite you into their homes and into their lives and into their lifestyle blog or platform. And you have no idea who they're actually married to. You've never seen their children, and you don't need to because that's none of our business. But all in all, they provide value and they do it in an engaging way. So sometimes discovering what is actually going to be engaging can be really most of the battle, because a lot of people make amazing video content. They're selling really valuable ebooks online, or they have like a digital course, but it just feels like nobody cares. And that's because they don't. And it's not because they don't like you. It's not because that you're not talented or something of that nature, but it's really just because they're not interested. You didn't catch their attention, or they didn't even notice you, or they didn't notice your business, your brand, your product. So how do we attract people? How do we get people to care? And how do we keep them captivated and engaged? So knowing that it's all about being compelling, and we are allowed to create the parameters and the boundaries that we feel comfortable with, it's also knowing, you know, in that comfort, what are we capable of committing to? Because sometimes we overpromise, as I do. It's like, I'm going to record all this video content and I would love to be on YouTube because I know that there's value in having video content to supplement the audio content. And it is not like something that is an opinion. These are facts. The stats are there. The numbers are there. And people who do certain things tend to drive more traffic to their business, to their page. And as a result, they make more money and they improve their business. But if you're someone who's just kind of like, let's be real, I have a million other hobbies, this is only my side hustle, or I just do not prioritize working that hard in this way, then don't do it. You know, in that honesty, you're actually helping the honesty bleed into your story, bleed into the actualization of your goals, and you're going to be much happier. Because as you start to find yourself comparing and looking at how far somebody else has made it, how much money someone else is making, and it just seems like they have so many more followers and success, and why are you not there, et cetera, et cetera. You're not there because you don't want to be there and you don't care to be there. And that is okay, because you have set your boundaries, you have set your priorities, and you're going to live in the way that suits you. And eventually you can get there, wherever there is for you, not them. So create a compelling story, meaning would you be interested if it wasn't your story, or are you just kind of generically sharing stuff? A lot of you, let's say you have like this new wellness company. I have a friend that is practicing and studying to become a certified or licensed, I'm not really sure of the correct terminology, but she wants to be a doula. For as long as I've known her, she's been super passionate about caring for people. She's been an entrepreneur, an artist, a creative, and she's done so many things. But ironically, she is not a mother herself in the traditional sense. She does not have any children, but she has cared for many friends and family members who have been pregnant, as well as provided care to their children after they're born. So she's taking the passions of her, I would say, holistic wellness training, her experiences with like African remedies and things of that nature. And she wants to create her own brand around this and really bringing in those principles to marry Eastern and Western science to be a caretaker. So that's like a beautiful story, and there's probably more depth to it that we don't even know. But that's the beauty of it all, because it's going to be up to this individual, my friend in this example, to share the parts of the story that make it compelling. Because anyone can say, I want to be a nurse, I want to start a doula company, I want to be a yoga instructor, and I want to become a part-time or full-time entrepreneur. And these are my goals. This is my mission, to help women in this industry or in this field or this part of the world. And end of story, period, you know, full stop, end of the sentence. And it's like, okay, that's cool, but that's not really a story. And I think we've gotten so used to traditional businesses from back in the day, right? Especially if you are a millennial, you're going to be like, well, this whole social media thing really just kind of started kicking off, I would say, like 2016 and forward, and then especially from 2019 and forward. So you kind of just got thrown into this. And if you weren't naturally someone who loved to share all of your business or like post you and your food and your dates and your like travel, then it may have been extremely challenging to shift into the understanding that the digital space, the online marketplace, is actually just like having a physical storefront. Like, you know, you understand when you see a flyer or a banner or billboard that this person is doing it so that you're aware of their business and you can become a potential customer. But the idea of having to go on Instagram Live and to interview people to show your personality is just one thing. It doesn't even matter what you're talking about. Sometimes just showing the personality is part of the story, or to like straight up ask for the sale makes people want to vomit. It makes people feel like, okay, let me just wrap things up. This is not for me, and I don't want to do it. So, you know, understand that it is something you just have to do, and you don't have to do it to the full extent as everyone else. You don't have to do things the exact way as someone else. You just have to understand that certain tactics, certain strategies are going to bring certain results. So you have to get very honest about what is the reality of your vision. Like, if you have a goal of hitting a certain numerical value, a certain dollar amount at a certain period of time, you may need to do certain things to accelerate your growth, to gain exposure to the right type of clientele that actually care about your offer and have the money to pay for your offer. So if you are not out in the world networking like crazy, or just like making sure you're getting referrals through past relationships that then can be fostered and flourish into new relationships, you're going to have to talk to strangers. You're going to have to build a presence, and that is usually going to be online because it's the fastest and easiest way to do so, because we're not in a world where everyone's just walking around on the street passing out flyers and, you know, wasting paper. So it's just the harsh reality that, you know, building content needs to be done. It's just your choice how you're going to build that content. What type of content is that going to be? And how frequently are you going to share it? But regardless, you have to get comfortable and savvy with storytelling, and you need to know that your story needs to be compelling. So how do we compel? We get honest with ourselves so that we can be honest in our way of showing up, how we connect, and how we present. And I completely forgot that I have this lapel mic on, and it is flopping around on my very, very loosely stretched cotton tee. I feel like I'm just going to start like saying every brand I'm using and everything I'm using, so that eventually these people will be like, wow, thanks for mentioning this American vintage t-shirt. Because again, like Buck Mason, amazing for capsules and like staple pieces, because I like to wear the same, I don't know, 7 shirts over and over and over again. But this shirt, for those of you who can see me on camera, you know that it is like, it's soft, it's thin as, you know what, it's just like thin. It's literally thinner than a piece of paper, which is great for layering, but it is not very structured or strong enough to hold a mic. And I'm really tempted to pause and check to see how this is recording, but then I'm just like, you know what? Why, right? So this is kind of like the second or the third tip. I don't have notes. And for those of you who listen to like my old podcast from way back when, you know, sometimes I used to have like really great bullet points. So even if I wasn't reading a script, I knew exactly where to go, or, you know, okay, let's head back to point number 4. And I'm just like saying numbers. And it reminds me of when I would teach like fitness and dance classes. It's just kind of like 8 more, you know, 6 more, okay, 10 more. And everyone's like, wait, what? Like, what number are we on? Nobody knows. And it doesn't matter. So the next point is like understanding you can be comfortable being you. Like, gone are the days of serious corporate professional wearing like a very formal button down suit, your pumps, and having your hair a certain way. Now, if that is your vibe and you love that aesthetic, go for it. If you have that energy of being a little classy queen, a little bit more on the conservative side, and no, I do not mean that politically, to be really just this individual that can like just do them, right? Some people are more formal than others, and some people are more reserved than others. And if that is truly you, be that, because there is going to be an audience that is like, you know what? I just love how preppy she is. I love her style. I love the way she speaks. I love the way she connects. She's interesting. She's this, that, and whatever. And I am a fan. I want to learn more. I want to aspire to maybe like follow in her footsteps, right? Because that is what then converts to sales and converts to listens and subscriptions and, you know, really building this online presence and community. Because if someone finds you and they're like, wow, I don't really like her vibe. I don't like the way she communicates. She's just not my cup of tea. That's okay, because now they understand if you're someone they want to support. But a lot of times you are someone they want to support. Like, so many people are so magically talented, and people are funny and really cool, and they've got great sense of style, and they have the best travel experiences that they could help other people with and just like show people how to live an amazing life. But nobody, and I mean literally no one, knows this about them. So then they get online and it's just like, okay, yeah, here's my new offer. Go download this new template. I'm a business pro. And people are like, you know, just swiping along, because you're not a celebrity. You're not a public figure. You're not someone that they're already familiar with. They're not a fan of you as an individual. So why would they care to investigate more about you or like investigate what your product is all about? So being compelling is part of it. Getting honest and understanding like what's actually going to be interesting, but sprinkling in or straight up like saturating your content with your raw, authentic self. It's your choice. Again, your filter, your boundary. But if you just want to show people the real deal, I guarantee you, you will connect. Now, who you will connect with and how many people and how frequent you'll actually make valuable converting connections, I'm not sure. I'm not a wizard. And anyone who tries to tell you online, if you do these five things exactly like me, you'll have the same amount of success, is absolutely lying. Is it plausible and potentially like possible? Absolutely. Is it guaranteed? Absolutely not, right? So remember that everything out there is just generalized education, it's inspiration, and they are tips which should be based in some sort of facts, some sort of experience, but you have to learn to adapt any sort of education to suit your literal reality. So when I say be engaging, when I say be honest, when I say create a captivating story, you're going to have to practice with that and discover what that means for you and really think deeply, how can you make this vision come into a reality? But showcasing your true personality is definitely something that works. I always would watch the Love is Blind series, and I don't even know why I just said would watch, because I legit just binged the entire trash season that, you know, was just online. And I'm calling it trash because it is, right? And I actually really enjoy the characters because they seem very relatable. But in this most recent season, it also seems like maybe some of that wasn't real, or maybe there was some editing done. Come to find out that there were a lot of things that had to be removed from this season. So if you're also watching with this eye of like, what's going on here? I think there is some valid explanation, but because they can't reveal all the behind the scenes secrets to the audience, we're just left consuming something that just feels a little off. But the story is engaging, right? The story is captivating because they're speaking to this fantasy and this idea of finding love and truly analyzing, can you fall in love with a stranger? This is like a story as old as time, and people really like to look inward because it speaks to something in them, right? So if you want an engaging and compelling story, you have to think about identifying your target audience. And I had another friend recently who has a very successful brand. I love to use real examples because that's part of my storytelling technique. I feel like in leaning in your reality to pull the morals and the stories and the lessons, you're able to speak more engagingly you're able to speak with more competence and confidence and really like understand what you're trying to say without having to remember the details of some script you wrote out or some PowerPoint or Canva slides, because that doesn't feel organic to me and I can't deliver things that aren't authentic. I tend to stumble upon the story or get lost in the words or really just not really know what I'm actually talking about. And if I don't believe what I'm saying, you definitely are not going to believe it, or you're not going to be able to receive and process the information the way I envisioned it coming out. So this woman is a founder of a company, but she also has a full-time job and she's super busy and she's just got all this stuff going on. And essentially she struggled with really understanding how much of her she wanted to show and which parts would be embarrassing or weird. And then like also just realistically, how much time does she have to deliver to this goal of being a content creator, an aspiring influencer, and a businesswoman? So as many people can relate, I really enjoy these conversations with other females in my space and in my similar industry, because it's also a way of how I'm testing my product. Like if I'm going to sit here and talk about a certain topic on my podcast, part of storytelling and understanding what is compelling is also doing your market research. If the correct type of demographic finds this story or this concept interesting, it's likely that more people will find it interesting. And what I mean is my sample size might be a small community. It might be a private coaching call, a small group that I've worked with, or even just friends that fit the demographic of my target audience. But if frequently people are, you know, saying the same thing over and over again, people are starting to realize, and as I'm sitting here doing this podcast, I see like some girl outside taking a photo of me sitting here in the window recording my podcast. And that is New York. I kind of want to be like, can I help you? But you know, she's really far away and probably couldn't hear me. But now I've lost my train of thought, which it wouldn't be the first time in this episode, and you know, doesn't really matter, but I feel like I'm going to pause. All right, for those of you invested in my nonsense, it turns out I am not crazy. You ever know when like, or notice someone's like looking at you, or you think someone's looking at you, and then you kind of hear the song, I bet you think this song is about you, you know, you're so vain, and you're kind of like, wow, no one's even looking at me, like I'm ridiculous and I'm delusional. But then I stand up and I open the window and she was definitely looking at me and like scurried off. So like, yeah, I'm not the best at having an audience, and that is typically why I do not tell my story as much as I should. But the point I was making with the friend I just mentioned is that we just really have to get comfortable with the reality that they want to see us. People want to see who you really are, because they, the right people, will find that appealing. They'll find it engaging. They'll find it attractive, and they'll want to work with you or at least support your brand, your cause, and your business. So get used to the idea that you are not only worthy of sharing your story, but it's actually going to be extremely interesting and also very beneficial to the right target audience. So don't skip the part in your business course, especially in mine, Personified. I have you guys identify your target market just like anybody else. So if you're working with a coach or working with a consultant, make sure you have not skipped that part, because for me, my target audience is probably going to be a woman, and not probably, so far consistently, is a woman closely aligned to the values that I possess as an individual. But that is not always going to be the case for somebody else. And if you're hearing ambiance, I decided to go ahead and record with my Brooklyn neighborhood in the background. Luckily, I do not live in the utter chaos of Manhattan, so it's going to be slightly quiet at this time, but you never know around here. So we're just going to leave it a little background ambiance, a little vibey, a little, you know, streetcar going by, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, get comfortable with the fact that you're actually good. You know, people are going to like you. And that whole tried and true sentiment or statement that you hear in business, people need to like you, they need to know you, they need to trust you. It's true. I hate to break it to you. A lot of advice can be a little watered down. It can be a little generic. It can be like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, I just need to take a nice shower and I'm going to be rich. That's not the case. But in this case, being liked, being known and understood, and, you know, kind of entertaining or anything like that, and people start to trust you and know that you're not an online scammer, they're going to want to support you. So do those things, okay? All right, so storytelling, what else is important about it and how do we figure out our story? Typically, your story is rooted in the moment you decided to go on this journey. You may have been born an artist and you've been creating art your entire life, and it is your lifelong dream to be featured in a certain magazine, a museum, a gallery, something like that. But maybe for you, you've been on this constant journey navigating love and relationships, and you're starting to realize that you really want to enter the wellness and healing space as it pertains to love and relationships. And how are you going to do that? You're not really sure. So you start to document that process and showing the process of your evolution, of what you're learning along the way, what accomplishments that you're actually making along the way, who you're helping, how you're helping, and ultimately landing on a solid business plan, a product, or an offer you would like to share with your community is essentially what you'll be telling. That is your story, because it becomes your journey that you sort of figure out a way to market the journey. And in that marketing of the journey, you are telling a story. So the more honest you can be, like, hey, I got my heart broken and I couldn't figure out how to be in a relationship and I couldn't figure out how to meet these types of people, and then you create a relationship guide, guess what? People are really going to find that interesting, because maybe they struggled exactly in the same way or for the same reasons, or they've had similar enough kind of relationships and experiences that they really want to hear what you have to say. Maybe you're a certified life coach, maybe you're a therapist, maybe you have the credentials to back it. But storytelling also requires that merit, you know? So we talk about honesty, we talk about being engaging and compelling, we talk about, you know, just the willingness to be vulnerable and telling your actual story. But also it requires a little bit of bragging. You know, there's no other way to put it. A lot of times we are downplaying how legitimate our experiences are and how valuable our credentials are, because we're like, oh, that feels icky. I don't want to tell everyone I have a PhD in sociology. Well, guess what? That's understanding social interactions, human behavior, and it's probably super relevant not only to all businesses, but if you're doing something in the lifestyle, wellness, people, human resource type of world, then it's extra relevant, right? So do not hide your credentials. It's not cringy unless you're lying, right? It's not going to be an ick value factor if it's the truth. So, you know, I feel like there's a way to humble brag, and all of us need to do it more. So don't hide the fact that you have 2 to 3 degrees. Don't hide the fact that you've had amazing experiences for major corporations that taught you so many lessons. And don't feel like you can't share parts of that story if they're not the fancy degrees and PhDs, right? You can have legitimate, impressive, valuable experience that's rooted in just actual experience. It could be rooted in trauma. It can be rooted in heartbreak and turmoil and the turbulence of your reality that you were able to at least have powerful self-awareness. That awareness in and of itself is already magic, because you're able to, you know, take a step back, get that helicopter view, and figure out what you're going to do about it, how you're going to use this to your advantage, how you're going to weave this into your story, how you're going to use it to help other people. And that is impressive. Those are your credentials, and you should brag. If you were able to quit smoking and you were able to fight off addictions and you were able to overcome like the most tremendous losses, that is brag worthy. Don't leave that part out of your story, because every story needs tension, okay? Compelling stories have tension. If it was just la-di-da-di-da and it's the show that you just play in the background because there's no real plot, right? There's no tension, there's no turmoil, there's no growth of characters, there's no like depreciation of a character, or, you know, highs and lows of the story. There's no friction, there's no crazy choice that needs to be made. It's just noise. Then that's exactly what your content and your messaging is also going to sound like in the digital space. It's like we have stuff that is just noise and it's filler and it's actually taking up too much space, and we really have no value of it other than maybe just mindless distraction or white noise as we clean our house and we just put on that happy little show that isn't really about anything and we don't remember any of the characters' names, or the book you just can't put down and you're literally walking into traffic reading it. It's like, which one do you want to be? I'm not saying be an endangerment to society, because look both ways, please, but you want to be that compelling, because that's when you're going to know, hey, is my business going to succeed or not? Because the vitality of your business, unfortunately, especially right now, 2023, where like everybody thinks they're the pro and is doing everything for a living, the only way to make enough money to stay in business is to be compelling, is to captivate your audience through some sort of mechanism, some sort of messaging. And storytelling as a personal brand is the smartest way. People want to be a nobody, you know, faceless, nameless brand. And I don't mean nobody in the literal sense of not acknowledging who you are, but I don't think people want to affix their individual personality or persona with their business because it's like fear of judgment. It's fear of like just being that vulnerable character online, but it adds value. It's not mandatory. Many businesses still succeed without ever knowing the CEO, the owner, the founder, the creator. But lately, you do know those people. Even those who have major features in, you know, a Paris fashion show, you know the designer. You start to follow the designer. You know where what they like to do for fun and who they are as a person, or at least you have the story that they want to tell you, right? Whether they are working with a publicist to create a story, it doesn't really matter if the story is fully the full story because, again, boundaries, your limitations, right? You get to decide how much of the story is truly your full story. I think elements of the story have to be authentic and they have to be honest, but it doesn't have to be all of it. So remember that times are changing and we have to change too. Finding a way that we can deliver a compelling story consistently is going to be the game changer this fall, this winter, and moving into 2024. You have so many holidays coming up. I talked about the importance of just navigating the season, navigating your intentions, and setting some sort of consistent clarity around what do I want more of in my life and what would I like to get rid of. I lit a little Palo Santo earlier because Palo Santo, you know, there's actually like studies about the aroma, the smell, and I'm sure there's way more history around sage and Palo Santo and its uses. It's not just some, you know, spiritual magic that you're just waving around and coughing in, you know, the smoke. It actually has some scientific-ish related benefits. Again, I'd like to research that more because maybe we'll do a whole entire episode on that. But I set my intentions when I light my Palo Santo and I clear out my limitations when I light my sage because Palo Santo represents that positivity that you're trying to bring in. And I'm also, you know, I feel like I'm lighting it for all of us. So let's bring in whatever those intentions you set in the beginning of the month for the rest of the final quarter of the year. And if you haven't done so, it's never too late to get your goals aligned. It's never too late to recharge yourself because we're in a constant healing and growing journey. You're never fully healed and you're never going to have the final perfect answer. And that is okay. I have changed my mind about stopping and starting and rebranding this podcast at least 10 times this month alone. October 31st was when I started this podcast 3 years ago. And here I am kind of like, what are you doing, right? And I have to remind myself, okay, was this effective? Did I learn something from this? Did this enhance my business? Did this enhance my intentions and my goals and my vision for myself overall? Is this in line with something that I can actually keep up or do better at? Can I evolve? Can I improve this podcast? And can I improve my experience as the podcaster? If I can figure out all of these things and I can answer those questions for myself and I'm happy and I'm comfortable with my answers, then, you know, I make the decision accordingly. So here I am sitting on the floor in my cozy corner. So I guess that means I decided to keep recording and to keep doing this podcast. And I'm actually happy about it because all I needed was a pause, a long one at that. I needed to revisit the drawing board and rethink what it is I'm actually doing with my life, let alone my business. And it made me realize, you know what, this is valuable. And even if it only helps 10 people and maybe one day if it helps 10 million, great either way. So until next time, stay boho. I'm like stuttering on my own tagline. Stay boho. Everyone's like, what's boho? Bohemian. Be different. Be unconventional. Be your weird, wonderful selves and have a magical rest of the week. See you soon.